This Daily Christian Newscast, brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 24th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Three Christians in the Satna district of India have been arrested on charges of sedition. Pastor V. A. Anthony and two others are accused of engaging in forced conversions. According to persecution.com, the arrests are tied to a Christian wedding that was interrupted by Muslim radicals last month. The couple had converted to the Christian faith 3 years earlier on their own accord. Jesus gave his followers the heads up. They will seize you and persecute you. You will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. And so you will bear testimony to me. Stand firm, and you will win life. Luke 21:12-14. ISIS has claimed responsibility for two terrorist attacks in Syria yesterday. The Islamic cult murdered another 80 innocent citizens in cold blood and wounded another 200. The Church of Scotland voted to allow clergy to participate in fake homosexual marriage by a vote of 339-215. With the new policy, individual church congregations in the communion will now be allowed to opt out of the Orthodox biblical view on sexuality. After 111 clergy members publicly professed their homosexuality last week, the United Methodist denomination decided to delay any action on the issue until 2018 or 2019. There will be no discipline recommended for homosexual behavior among the clergy, at least for now. As Paul addressed sexual sin in the Church of Corinth, he told them that, quote, "When you are assembled and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord." 1 Corinthians 5:5. The Obama administration has declared the use of the words Oriental and Negro off-limits for all government documents. The word Oriental has been in use since the 14th century. Terrible riots erupted in Baltimore last year when an African-American suspect died in a police van on the way to the station. Now, Officer Edward Nero was completely absolved of the charges against him in connection with the arrest of Freddie Gray. Five more trials are still to come for the other police officers involved. The Supreme Court reversed a lower court decision on a capital murder trial on evidence that race discrimination was used in the jury selection. Justice Clarence Thomas, an African American, was the only dissent in the case. According to court records, Timothy Tyrone Foster, a convicted murderer, had confessed to the 1986 torture and murder of a 79-year-old widow from Rome, Georgia. Numbers 35:33 says, "You shall not pollute the land in which you live, for blood pollutes the land, and no atonement can be made for the land for the blood that is shed in it, except by the blood of the one who shed it." 35 mountain climbers have been killed on Mount Everest in the last 2 years. Another four climbers have died in the last 4 days on the formidable peak. That's 1% of the climbers who have attempted the summit this year. A 16-year-old girl was attacked in a Target store in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And as she was repeatedly stabbed, a heroic young man grabbed a baseball bat and intervened on her behalf. The girl's father, Glenn Meadows, told reporters that he is, quote, "really grateful God spared his daughter's life," unquote. He says he's also thankful for the men who stepped in.
"I actually got to see both the wounds today when the doctor, you know, took the dressing off. And, you know, I'm just grateful to these guys that jumped in, and these wounds are what they are as opposed to what they could be."
But now, the Target department store is suing the man who saved the girl's life. According to the latest report from WorldNetDaily.com, and nearly 1,200,000 Christians have now signed a petition to boycott Target over their decision to allow men into women's restrooms and women into men's restrooms. Target stock prices have dropped 18% over the last 3 weeks alone. That's a $7 billion loss in value. Starting school early could be bad for your child. That's the long and short of a new study promoted by Stanford's Graduate School of Education. Professor Thomas D. said they found that delaying kindergarten for 1 year reduced inattention and hyperactivity by 73% for an average child at age 11, and it virtually eliminated the probability that an average child at that age would have an abnormal or higher than normal rating for the inattentive hyperactive behavioral measure. Well, maybe five-year-olds are not meant for institutionalized classroom settings. Imagine that. And that's the World View on this Tuesday, May 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We are absolutely thrilled that 34 listeners have stepped up to the plate and have pledged to keep the World View on the air. We're still looking for 216 more listeners to pledge just $20 per month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give, and check the recurring donation box. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
You have to admit, the World View in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.